Time is what we want most, but what, alas, we use worst. William Penn, Fruits of Solitude. It's probably considered eccentric to dedicate a book to its editor, but I'm willing to risk it for Josh Kendall, a generous giver of time. Hachette Audio presents Big Time.
What?
Written by Ben H. Winters.
Hello? I don't,
Read by Eva Kaminsky. Prologue. 1.
Wait a second!
Allie called from the back seat. The driver didn't answer. The woman had said not one word this entire time, which was part of what was so terrifying about the whole thing. She just drove, not turning around, not answering Allie's questions, acting like Allie wasn't even back here. Allie tried to get her to engage. Allie had been trying the whole time. Since the moment this lady had grabbed her from the bench at the edge of the playground and forced her across the sidewalk and into the back seat of her silver SUV.
Hi, I'm sorry, would you just talk to me? Can you look at me? Please?
Allie tried to stay calm. She was trying to stay calm. It had been, what, an hour?
2 hours?
The sun was going down. They were driving south, or at least that's what Allie thought. She thought they were driving south. She had tried to look for landmarks, but the windows were tinted and it was hard to see.
Can you tell me where we're going? Can you just talk to me?
The driver, the kidnapper, this strange and terribly quiet and oddly witchy woman, still refused to answer. She just drove, keeping to an even highway speed. No talking, no radio, no sound but the muted rush of the wheels. Allie stared at the back of the woman's head, at her long black hair pulled back in a tight ponytail, at her pale, thin neck.
Calm.
Allie was working so hard to stay calm. You have to be rational.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?